Nick Cohn here with News Radio WGNS coming at you from City Hall, and with me, one of our good neighbors, John Verge, joining us as he receives the key to the city this evening at City Hall. We got John with us. John, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling great.
So Mayor McFarland mentioned a couple of things I thought were pretty interesting. He said you epitomize the spirit of Murfreesboro, and then he went ahead and said that September 19th, now known as John Verge Day. How does that make you feel? That's got to be a great honor.
It is a wonderful honor because I know nobody in our family has ever received this prestigious honor. It's just a good feeling to get because I get out there and I try to work so hard because, you know, we grew up poor. And, you know, my mom had to work a motel job and a restaurant job just to take us five kids through school, and I have survived many challenges during my youth. In order for me to come back around to this, it's all in God's timing.
You mentioned your family, your brother with us this evening. How's that make you feel? You got to be really happy to see him here.
Yeah, it felt great. I'm just sorry my sister couldn't make it because she had a little bit of a car accident last Thursday, and she had to do an MRI today. Otherwise, she would have been down here.
We had mentioned receiving the key to the city, and a lot of that had to do with all your dedication and hard work, particularly with the Salvation Army and the Boys and Girls Club spanning over 30 years. What makes you go? Why do you do this?
Well, I'm going to start first with the Salvation Army because it all started when I was going to a job training school sponsored by Motlow State. They was at the then Murfreesboro Area Vocational Technical School, which is now the Tennessee College of Applied and stuff. And Sharon Johnson and Bobby Patterson introduced me to the job and stuff. They said, how would you like to ring bells for the Salvation Army? And I asked, what do I have to do? And I said, you just get a bell and they'll give you a kettle and you just go to various places. See, the first year alone, we didn't have no service unit here. All the bells we started off with, we had Captain David Peterson, who was then the head of the director at the time. He came in his 1983 Dodge 600 to the Motel Murfreesboro, and that's where the service unit was at the time. The first year alone, I rung bells in Columbia, Tullahoma, Manchester, Franklin, all throughout. Then the first three of those years, I did Smyrna and Lebanon, until 1991, because 1990 was the only year that I missed. When I came back in 91, I rung bells at various locations around town, but it was Kmart, the store that I got in trouble in the 80s, that gave me a chance to ring for them. And for 25 of those years, on and off, I have became best known as the Kmart bell ringer, despite many challenges, but I kept tight and kept a hold on from there, whether doing it every day or even on the once a week, which I do now. But see, I've done the Salvation Army longer than I did Boys and Girls Club. I just got done 32 years with them, going on 33. And Boys and Girls Club in December will be 30 itself because I didn't work for them until 98. But I became, as a sports announcer, like you said, since 95. So calling basketball games, special events, and so forth. So.
How have things changed over the 30 years? Obviously, the Salvation Army and the Boys and Girls Club have grown.
Well, 30 years ago, they met at McFann Community Center because they outgrew the Kings Highway location. It was then known as the Boys Club. The girls didn't start joining until January of 1990, way before President Bush put it into proclamation the following fall. So it has grown a lot. We have outgrew McFadden. And we went to our new building, which was erected in 95 during the groundbreaking. Didn't open until late 96. But, you know, we averaged between 250 to 275 members a day. And we had like a weak tornado that became the hardest hit of our club somewhat in 2009. And I was there to try to do the cleanup because it took 4.5 months to try to get that thing repaired. So we was back at McFadden Community Center for those 4.5 months until that got repaired. So it has all grown a lot. We had a Smyrna Club, which we enrolled 400 daily up there. And we just now had the Shelbyville Club, which is Bedford County since 2011. And I think they enrolled somewhere between 100 to maybe 150.
Fantastic. Well, somebody that does so much for the community, you're a busy guy, John. What do you do in your free time? What do you do on your off day? Are you into sports? What do you do when you're free?
Well, when I'm free, I serve at my church called Destiny Center, which I've been a member since 2005. I serve in the sound and media department. We got a conference going on this weekend with Drs. Wayne T. and Beverly Jackson coming down, so I have to serve for them during this weekend. Plus, I yard sale. That's my stress relief after a whole week and stuff. And I also do like a series on Facebook called Godly Tracks. It's where I take God words, you know, like the Word of God, mm-hmm. and mix it with background music and stuff.
Fantastic. And how long have you been doing that for?
Godly Tracks for 6 years now.
Very cool. John, thank you for giving me a couple minutes this evening, and you have a great rest of the night.
You're very welcome. God bless you.